You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
It's 1 o'clock in Atlanta, Georgia, and this is America Web's Radio with
Let's Talk Venezuelans.
Let's Talk Venezuela. Yes, and we have a very special program today.
Yes.
We have here with us a very polemic person, but one of our guardian angels.
Yes, he is. He's our guest this afternoon,
and it's an honor to bring him here. Mm-hmm. His name is Chester Doles.
Yes,
I'm sorry. Okay, and let's talk about our plans. Chester, welcome.
Thank you. Hello. It's great to be here. Miss Cruz, Kat. Plans. Big 4th of July event. Big motorcycle run. We're kicking off Mrs. Cruz and Derek Grayson's joint campaign together. And what a better way, on the birth of America on the 4th of July. We're having a complete fireworks show, hamburgers, hot dogs, cold beer, good foods, all the trimmings. And we're going to take a tour of the 4th District. We're going to take a little parade, not just motorcycles, but cars, trucks.
We're gonna flags, American flags.
Flag signs, and they're going to see us coming a mile away.
Yes. How in miles? How much miles do we have there?
I believe the total runs like 66 and a half miles. We cover like 7 towns in the 4th District.
Wow.
So
wow.
We can get it done in about 2 hours.
Yeah, because it's a shame that on July 4th, the cities right now do not get any parades or fireworks, you know. They are like another day, another Saturday in the street, and
in the calendar.
And this time is not a matter of government. This time is personal again. Yes, like it shows in the brochure. So, how the idea began?
Well, American Patriots USA was founded in December with a two-pronged goal. One, of course, was the re-election of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Number two was to find a friend in office or trying to get in office who would help start the paperwork, the process of getting Antifa declared a domestic terrorist organization.
Okay.
We had a rally in Dahlonega in September to draw awareness that this was a growing danger.
Mm-hmm.
We were ridiculed. Doug Collins talked down on us.
Mm-hmm.
Without mentioning or denouncing Antifa. And within 9 months, they're burning our churches, they're burning our businesses, they're burning our homes, they're terrorizing our towns. They have set up autonomous zones in several states. People mm-hmm. are dying. Atlanta has an autonomous zone with armed guards right down there around the Wendy's right now. This is the beginning of a communist America.
Yes.
And its impulse is, it is being led by Antifa.
Absolutely.
By the group that your group, these patriots, people who love our country, who respect the Constitution and the amendments and everything that it comes with being an American, denounced them last year. And you guys were ridiculous, right?
Yeah. I mean, we were the villains.
Accused, including by Antifa. Because, as you know, I am a candidate, right? And Antifa sent me a private message to my Twitter telling me that I should not be associated with the Patriots. And I say, why not? I am a patriot myself. I may not be probably part of membership and writing, But I consider myself a patriot because I love this country. I learned to love this country. When somebody like me comes from a third world country where there is no food, there is no freedom, there is so much necessity, and where that country denied me so much, and I come here, and United States opened the arms to me and gave me all the opportunities that I have, gave me my children, gave me my house, gave me my work, gave me my freedom. I can move anywhere I go, whatever, and nobody says, you cannot go here, you cannot go there, unless it's the autonomous zones, right?
Right.
So that's why I am a patriot, because I love this country, and I want to preserve this country how I found it. So when I came here, not what we're having now, with this war, the Antifa, who's been declared, yes, it's being declared a terrorist domestic group.
By? President Trump.
President Donald J. Trump. Then we have then to analyze. We need to start now using our brains now. Okay? And I'm talking about all these Americans out there who are listening in this and the radio, in the Facebook groups. You need to start making decision from today and forward. Because as you see over there, Chester, you see in the back what it says, my sign, it says Black, Asian, Latino, and White unite. So when that's my motto last year.
Yes.
When we designed that, we didn't know all this craziness about race was going to be how we are experiencing, right?
Yeah.
We didn't know about.
We didn't know about that. The unity message came from the demographics on that
on the district,
because we have four different majorities, minorities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
We have 60% blacks, 30% white,
mm-hmm.
and the rest, the 10% is about 8% Asians and 2% Latinos. So,
mm-hmm.
so we said, okay. I think it's very interesting, because you have Asians and Latinos in Gwinnett.
Mm-hmm.
You have the black population in DeKalb
and
Rockdale, and you have a large population of white
mm-hmm.
in Newton.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very interesting, because there were four different markets,
yeah.
And for me it was a big challenge,
mm-hmm.
because I really know very good the black market and the Latino market and the white market, but every market has their own challenge.
Yes.
And we have to. And I remember the motto: United we stand.
Okay.
And that was the idea about unite.
Mm-hmm.
United we stand.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw some kinds of problems since Obama era,
mm-hmm.
About some kind of discrimination.
Disunity.
Okay,
yeah.
And disunity.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that concern,
mm-hmm.
in my back burner. You know, it's that kind of things that you hear and read and perceive, but it's not up front.
Yeah, but it start with the manipulation of the language.
Yes.
That's how it started. Everything started. Manipulating the language.
They manipulate.
Getting the message to the new generation to create what we call today Antifa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They supposed to be anti-fascist, but they are the ones who are fascists.
No, they it's worse. The problem is worse.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the Cold War ends with the fall of the Berlin Wall,
uh-huh.
we had a problem. We said, okay, the enemy is over, and now we can build a new world. Okay, no, the enemy just
camouflage.
Yes, transform.
Hibernation.
Worse than that. They change, like the chameleon.
Chameleon, okay.
Okay?
Chameleon.
Chameleon, okay? So what happened? That after the fall of Berlin Wall, the enemy changed their colors, but is still the same enemy and the same old enemy. And the enemy is Marxism, it's communism.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? In 1988, the Berlin Wall fell. And in 1990,
mm-hmm.
the people of Latin America that used to be communist, Cuba, and the rest of the socialist in Latin America, mm-hmm. they met in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Sao Paulo.
Okay, and they said, "What can we do to reach power in the next 20 years?" Okay, and that's the Sao Paulo Forum. Okay, now we have people like you, David, like you, Chester, that are really have really profound roots
mm-hmm.
in this country for generations.
Yes.
For many generations.
Mm-hmm.
I have roots in this country, yes, because my family has been here for the last 100 years. Mm-hmm. My Uncle Teddy, my two uncles who fought for this country on Korean War. But I am not a classic American guy, you know?
You are a white supremacist. Look, your hair is white.
Yeah, because I have white hairs. Yeah, I'm following you, my dear friend. And what happens? That the enemy is still not only is here,
mm-hmm.
but it's clear where he's coming from and where they want us to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Especially after the declaration of José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero,
okay.
that they want
mm-hmm.
the governance on the United States, and the United States must do what United Nations,
mm-hmm.
WHO, and the monetary funds wants dictate. Okay,
mm-hmm. So and the America First concept
must go. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So. That's an inflection point, because we right now know exactly who the enemy is.
Mm-hmm.
The names of the enemy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the names of the enemy is very clear. People such as Evo Morales that mm-hmm. was in that meeting. And Evo Morales was defended by?
Is the best friend, is Jahan Johnson's best friend.
Bingo.
You know, Hank Johnson is the person that I am running against. Okay?
So the only way to bring that people out of power
mm-hmm.
is voting.
Voting here.
And bring them out of power. So that's very important, because we have people that is a root movement, such as the American Patriots, USA,
mm-hmm.
that has profound roots on the communities and has a multi-generation to say, hey, we are here. We've been here for the last 240 years. We are the founders of this country. And do you know something? It's a shame. It's a shame that the white people, especially in the South, cannot demonstrate their proud to be Americans. That must be end. White America exists, like Black American exists, like Latino America exists. I don't like the hyphenated thing, but in this case, it's a culture matter. It's something that is very important, because the United States is a big lie that we are a melting pot. No, we are a mosaic. We're a mosaic of different cultures. And then I am this guy who can spend 5 hours preparing a wonderful barbecue. Ooh. and listen country music and we have something
and
in common.
And taking care of his guests.
And taking care
of his guests.
Yes.
Because I've been there two or three times.
Three, I believe.
Three times I've been there, and I haven't seen no Nazi sign anywhere.
No.
I haven't seen no white supremacy sign anywhere.
No.
The only thing I see is three dogs who are chubby because they have so much love by he and his wife and his children.
And his
two dogs, you want to see how a family is, you just see how the dogs behave. If the dogs are loving, that family is loving. You know, the dogs of the pets are the reflection of a family relationship. When you go to that house, David, especially that Chevy.
And they're all pit bulls.
And all of them are pit bulls. They are not... I got pit bull at home. And then, the three times that I've been there, I just received love and respect. And his wife, oh, that lady, she loved me to death, like I love her to death. I got to know the
man. She's a real lady.
Yeah, she's a lady. And I got to meet the people, the person. So I want Chester today to let us know who Chester is.
Yes.
I want to see the human part of Chester. Because Chester is being accused by Antifa.
And the
persecuted by Antifa,
and the Southern
harassed by Antifa.
Yes.
Okay. The Republican and a lot of people are giving back to him, and they are not even giving a chance for him to explain what happened in the past, how the present is, and how he became the present that he is today. Because what is matter today is the present. It's not the past. When you repent, what happened in the past? I could be a prostitute in the past. I could be. Who doesn't know that if I will, it was a prostitute or not? I was
in my other life.
But what is important and more relevant today is who you are today. What it make you change? Why do you wanna be the leader of a group of patriots who is concerned about the American way of living? The 70% of this country. Let's talk clear. Come on.
Es the majority.
We say it in Spanish. Let's take our clothes out and be naked.
It's what
let's
we
talk clear. It's 70-something percent of the population of American are white.
And it's the silent majority.
And it's the silent majority. And all these minority groups, like Latinos, Hispanic. You're going to see in 2 weeks, Latinos and Hispanic going to join the black market. Because that's what is coming now. So, blacks, Latinos, Hispanic, Asian attacking the white, and they are the 70% of the geographic, I mean the
demographics.
The demographic here in America.
Well, we continue after these messages.
Oh my God.
Health insurance premium is more than your mortgage. Ellen Deal with Ideal Solutions is here to help. Whether you're a small business owner, individual family, or baby boomer, email maga45cag@gmail.com and I'll respond with 3 easy questions to help you determine if you can get away from Obamacare. As a 20-year veteran of the insurance industry, I'm here to help with all your insurance needs. Email Ellen Deal at maga45cag@gmail.com.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Perhaps you are struggling to cope with the disease of addiction. If not, you probably know a family member or friend that needs help in battling the cravings and the personal and professional damage done by the effects of drugs or alcohol. Get a pen and paper and be ready to write down the following. These are the issues that the trained staff at the Atlanta Healing Center address and treat every day. Their doctors and counselors with over 40 years of practice in the field of addiction can treat the suffering individual in a thoughtful, compassionate, and experienced manner and guide him or her along the path to recovery. So call 770-696-9862 and speak to a knowledgeable staff member about how you or your loved one can be helped to enjoy a better and healthier life. More information is also available on the website at www.atlantahealingcenter.com.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Yes. This gentleman is not riding a horse,
no,
but he's riding a wonderful. How many horsepower do your bike has?
Mine's about 1,500.
1,500. That's more than my car. Sweet Lord.
And that's what I'm going to be riding.
Right.
Yes.
I'm going to be riding with him.
Yes.
Did you see David? You see my campaign manager? Both of them came and they agreed that they're going to put me behind his bike.
He's the only person that I put your life in his hands.
That way everyone can see you. You can be right out there waving at everyone, right up front. You belong on the back of my bike. It's an honor.
Okay.
Thank you. You'll be like a Latin dancer with a flag in your mouth instead of a red
American flag, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, tell us about the how this group began, how American Patriots began, and when.
Okay, hold on. Before that, are you married? You have kids? You working? Tell us a little more about the human size.
I've been married to the same lady for almost 23 years, Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
Together, we have nine Jesus daughters, saint. Four sons.
Mm-hmm.
We have 28 grandchildren. My oldest daughter is 40, about to turn 40 on my birthday, July 14th.
Ooh.
Nikki, and I'll be 60 on July 14th, 60 years young.
You young.
Yes.
You young.
I'm older than you.
I've been trying to stay fit, waiting for this revolution that we're seeing unspiral in our streets, this communist uprising. And it is what it is. Anyone who could even argue what is going on would have to be a fool to history, or their eyes closed, or a hole or head in the ground. Because when you tear down statues, just like Russia did when the Bolsheviks took over, when you start rewriting the history books, this is the steps to communism.
Yes, that happens in Venezuela. Do you know what was the first victim of the Chavez regime?
Christopher Columbus.
Poor Christopher Columbus.
And already,
that was the first statue going down. Christopher Columbus.
Sure.
I mean, just like here.
We've seen this over and over, but I like to share today that American Patriots USA does not play identity politics whatsoever. Whatever my past, a white national, was in the past, is something that book's been closed. It is in the past. Mm-hmm. We have put together one of the greatest, what we refer to as We the People teams, of conservatives who stand up against socialism, who stand up against Antifa, having the courage to stand up and being attacked by them. It takes a special person with a little thick skin, but it's part of fighting back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we refuse to curl up in the fetal position and crawl under the bed and hide. We have stood up to defend the Constitution. We are dedicated to the reelection of Donald Trump. And we are, my message to the left, Antifa, the BLM, is America, you cannot have it. Mm-hmm. You can't have it.
Talking about that,
mm-hmm.
BML co-founder, she said, her name is Patrice Cullors.
Mm-hmm.
We are trained Marxists. It's exactly. Here. It's mm-hmm. not an invention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, the enemy is Marxism. It's Marxist-Leninism. That's what these people are promoting. These people is not for the sake of America.
No.
These people is not for the good of the black people.
No.
It's a disguise.
It's a disguise. These people are for power. To get power and to destroy this nation and put this nation on their knees. That's what they are looking for.
And we are ignoring another element in the equation.
What is
the other element? Is the Islamists, black Islamists, who are behind the BLM.
Mm-hmm.
I even have a video that I put up this morning on my Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
They are saying the Black Lives Matter, I'm talking about Islamists in a convention somewhere in the North area of mm-hmm. America, they were saying Black BLM is our, we need to appropriate that because that's going to make us come the platform. We have to use that platform to defend our blacks. Mm-hmm. Who are the blacks? The ones who are meeting in that Claire meeting. You know what is the Claire? Yeah. Not the Muslims convention. Mm-hmm. So the part that we cannot forget is the Islamist part. They are the ones who are playing the black people in Minneapolis because now they are bringing the civil patrol on their Sharia law. They get rid of the police department and then bring in the civil patrol on the Sharia law.
Basically, what they are doing is taking the law of an order mm-hmm. that represents the police departments in every city of the United States, mm-hmm. okay, and replace it, the law and order that that is represented by this public servant as the police officers mm-hmm. that has to respect the U.S. Constitution and their laws, mm-hmm. and they want to replace those officers mm-hmm. by Sharia law. Mm-hmm. So, little by little, they want to take progressive in mm-hmm. a progressive way. Mm-hmm. They are taking our liberties, and they are taking our constitution. They said that Sharia law supersedes
the constitution.
The constitution.
And what they're doing is, what I noticed, I was discussing this subject with Carlos this morning, is what they're doing is, do you remember how the Supreme Court took the marriage, the same-sex marriage, and they approved that? Do you know what was the mechanism in order
yes.
for the Supreme Court?
They took state by state.
Little by little. Local
said, okay, this state accept the same-sex marriage. This state, when they have 26 states. It's a federal law.
It's a federal law. So that's what they start doing. New York already
it's
has
the same strategy.
It's the same. New York already has Sharia law, civil patrol. Minneapolis now has it. You're gonna see Philadelphia is gonna fall into that. Atlanta is gonna fall into
absolutely.
That.
Yeah.
Because I heard last year, the Democrats promised to the Islamists that they were going to give Atlanta over to their hands. And I was thinking, how the Islamists are going to take in charge of Atlanta? How? I mean, I'm trying to look like a political way, you know, the mechanism. No, what they're doing is they are manipulating our process of government to install the Sharia law from the bottom, which is the local. In this case, it's Atlanta. Okay, in Atlanta, they're talking about civil patrol.
Yeah.
But what happened 3 months ago when we were going behind the sheriff forum in the cab? What happened back then? I went to every debate the sheriff in the cab. They were having a debate to elect one Democrat and one Republican who are going to be in December in the election. So I went behind these people. And in 2 of the 4 meetings, somebody get up and say, what do you think about civil patrol? What do you think about the churches doing civil patrol? And then I'm thinking Christian churches, we don't do that kind of job.
Right.
But what is the church who does that? The Muslim churches.
Nation yeah. of Islam.
The mosque. All right?
Basically.
And then, like always, when I go with my campaign manager, I cannot control him. When that person get up and says, what about this? He shout out, what? What are you talking about? Sharia law? That's when it start hitting me. But now, they're seeing New York, New Jersey, Minneapolis, Atlanta. Soon, it's going to be Philadelphia, you know, Chicago. All those cities who have Muslim concentration in those cities, they're going to start promoting, installing here. There. And when they have 26 states, we are
over.
Done. Game's over.
and they're defund the police, all that goes hand in hand.
Yes,
that's exactly
absolutely.
Why they want the police defunded,
yes.
So they can get them out of the way.
Exactly.
They want to defund the U.S. Constitution. That's what they want to defund.
Uh-huh. And they are using our process of government, our process
against
of,
us, yeah.
against ourselves. And they say it. We're going to use the liberals.
Liberties.
Their liberties, and we're going to use the liberals, the Antifa, all these millennials that they don't even know what they...
They have no clue about that.
They don't even have a clue. So that's what's going on. And having a group like the Patriots, America's Patriots USA, which is not political, right? It's, the group is doesn't, it's a political party, it's not a political party.
We're not an official political party, but we are a political activist organization, conservative political activist group.
Okay.
So on that platform, you scoop a candidate, and that's when you guys say, "Hey, let's go see what this person," and then you say, "Okay, we want to support."
What about diversity?
Well, we have like an 8-team panel right now. We the People team, Ms. Josie Cruz, Derek Grayson, which is black, Herbert Owens. He just got elected the state delegate. He's also a black gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Garcia, running for governor in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
He's Hispanic.
Latino. He's Latino. Mm-hmm.
We had Michael Bogus, just ran for governor. Mm-hmm. Governor. He should have,
mm-hmm.
but for Congress.
Mm-hmm.
But he lost, but he got over 4,000 votes in the Northeast, in the 9th District.
Which is a good start.
That's, the first time out, we got his name out there. We bought radio commercials for him. We do these bike runs. We raise funds from these bike runs so we can buy radio ads for clients, for candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of fun. These are the most political activists. People you ever meet in our party, we love doing out and doing sign wavings, getting signs out on the streets, helping with billboards, whatever we can to raise money. So these motorcycle runs have been a big hit. They're high visible, lots of noise, lots of flags.
Will you say the recipe of that wonderful pork loin that you prepared the other day?
Absolutely. Yeah, we always get
don't
some
forget McGregor. Don't forget McGregor.
Oh yeah, we have Mr. Mac McGregor running for lieutenant governor in 2022. Guy, but we are very diverse, Latino, blacks, whites, all running. The only thing that what we have in common, the common ground, mm-hmm. is that we do not want to see America become a socialist nation.
Mm-hmm.
We love the Constitution. We are diehard constitutionalists, and we all support Donald Trump and his policies. That's the common ground with all the people across all race lines, and anyone who tries to play that race card is sowing seeds of division mm-hmm. amongst our ranks. It does no good, but there is no identity politics whatsoever within American Patriots. I just went to Miss Lucretia Hughes' wedding last Saturday. It was a beautiful day.
It
was beautiful. They did the sand pouring. It was great. And
with
Lucretia's
this,
wedding.
With the pipes.
Dave was dressed in his full Scottish kilt. No, it was
yes.
great. In her wedding video, she had me in it 5 times. I thought that spoke volumes. She's fantastic people. She actually had a tremendous amount to do with shaking me upside down and saying, let's put these this levels you got and organizing Chester into
yes.
a positive all-American
yes,
team. We did that.
Yeah, what we need to do is put people and let them develop their own talent and their own skills and come together and do things, making things happen, okay? I know I am good by speech. When I get there or there, when I go up there and I deliver my speech, I know I am another person.
You transform.
I transform. I know that. That's my it, right? That's my thing.
Right.
Okay, you got your thing. David has his thing. So when we come together and we organize things to save America, what I'm trying to say since a year ago is we are in a dangerous time now.
A lot of
Americans are very naive. And when I say Americans, I'm talking about Democrats, Republicans, I'm talking about conservative, I'm talking about all of them.
Mm-hmm.
They are very naive. They don't understand what we are going through. I can smell it, I can see it, and I can point it out.
I have a deja vu completely.
Exactly. This movie, Chester, I saw this movie before. In another language, which is Spanish,
right.
With another people, but it's the same script.
Right. Right? It's same script.
The same script. Exactly.
Well, as we sit right here, 10 minutes south of here, there's an autonomous zone with armed Islamic militants at that Wendy's in Atlanta, as right now while we sit here. That's what's going on right
That's
here.
That's what's going on.
That close.
I want to add something else, and I'm curious about how you feel about it, Chester. Medicine. Our medical system.
Well, it's extremely overpriced, and it's ridiculous for some people, especially, you know, depend on certain medications. They have to do something about bringing down the cost of prescriptions and that type of thing.
No, it's more. It's way more than that. And we had our doctor's lounge on this morning, and Scott Barber was talking about it. You're talking about the infiltration of communism into everything else. They're in the medical system as well, and trying to get a one-payer system. If you want to see how it all works, the COVID-19 is proof positive that our government can't handle our medical system.
Exactly.
They have blown everything. Fauci is an idiot.
What about the Veterans Administration? It's a disaster.
It's a disaster. And we support the group Doctors for Patient Care in that they are for total capitalism in medicine, not socialism in medicine. And, you know, your group should look into getting behind the doctors that are for capitalism, like Scott Barber is, and Lee Woods is a primary care physician that are direct primary care. Pay cash instead of thinking that somebody else should pay for your care, be it insurance or anything else. Right. Make it a capitalism, make it a capitalistic product as opposed to a insurance product or a government-run project.
Right, gotcha.
And, you know, we've been talking about this since I started the station, more subtly than I'm doing it now, but this has been going on since the mid-50s of the communists planning on taking over the United States.
Yes.
The one thing that we don't have that the communists and Muslims have is patience. And they've been as patient as any group could be. And we have no idea, well, we do, but how many times they've met and discussed how they were going to do it and what was going to be the kickoff and when they would move in, what they would move in on, and everything else. And, you know, our show was Sandy Bostic, agent in charge. He was a Homeland Security special agent and stationed in Moscow for many years. And his show yesterday was very informative. And we as America's Web Radio, I'll fight to the death before I'll let the communists take our country.
Absolutely.
And I don't have a veteran friend that, no matter what their age is, if they were asked to do something for their country, our flag, and the folks, the veterans that have gone before us, they would do it in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
They will fight to the... And if I were Antifa or whatever the hell their stupid name is...
The Gremlins.
The Gremlins. I would be scared to death of the veterans coming out the front door, because they will. And we as a station, I don't want to preach doom and gloom, but if it gets nasty, we'll get nastier.
Well, they're trying by design to push us into a shooting match.
Yes.
But it's once they push us into that situation where it's, you know, then they probably wish they never done it. But that's what they're doing. They're trying to push us, all good, solid American people, into a corner.
And they change the language. They change the law.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is happening here in Atlanta is shameful, because when a police officer uses a taser, they name that taser
a lethal
weapon. And when
two weeks later,
this guy used a taser against a police officer, and they named that that act as a non-lethal weapon. Mm-hmm. So they changed the name
To fit the circumstances.
To fit the circumstances.
It's all political. It's all political. They are playing politics while the country is burning. While we
this
are losing.
This happens because the police department that belongs to the judicial branch is administrated by politicians on the cities.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know something? The police department must be an independent branch of the judicial, of the courts, local courts, because they are officers of the court, and they are supervised, because people said no, they are not supervised. I learned that the sheriff of the county is the supervisor of the police departments.
Mm-hmm. So,
and the sheriff at the same time are supervised by the GBI.
Mm-hmm.
And the GBI is supervised by the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the sheriff must be certified by the FBI. So we are talking about all system, all mm-hmm. judicial system
that they want to turn down.
Do you know something? FTS.
It is a shame to see our mayor of Atlanta and officials and like District Attorney Howard, how they have turned because of public sentiment against the police officers without
yes.
a grievance procedure.
Mm-hmm.
They should be run out of office, put in jail themselves. I mean, the police have walked off. I mean, you call it the blue flu or whatever.
Well,
I mean, you can't do your job.
I don't blame them. I don't want to be working in a place where it's not one day the law is this and the next day the law changes.
They'll throw you under the bus.
Exactly.
No?
That's one of the mechanisms of socialism.
Exactly.
Okay, where you can be in jail
mm-hmm.
because of the of a condition named peligrosity. You are dangerous for the society. So you didn't commit. Do you know Vanilla Ice, the movie? You didn't commit the crime, but because you are prone to commit the crime.
Because I suspect that you're going to commit it.
Yes.
That's what they do in Cuba.
That's
Cuba.
Orwellian. George Orwellian, 1984 all over again.
Yes.
That book's
come to
life.
George Orwell.
Yes.
Yes. We will do this.
Be back
mm-hmm. after these messages.
Whether cruising the strip in a 57 Chevy or taking the family on a vacation in a 71 Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser, you need to tune in to
yes.
Classic Cars with Steve Ronaldo and Jim Weathers every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on AmericasWebRadio.com.
Perhaps you are struggling to cope with the disease of addiction. If not, you probably know a family member or friend that needs help in battling the cravings and the personal and professional damage done by the effects of drugs or alcohol. Get a pen and paper and be ready to write down the following. These are the issues that the trained staff at the Atlanta Healing Center address and treat every day. Their doctors and counselors with over 40 years of practice in the field of addiction can treat the suffering individual in a thoughtful, compassionate, and experienced manner and guide him or her along the path to recovery. So call 770-696-9862 and speak to a knowledgeable staff member about how you or your loved one can be helped to enjoy a better and healthier life. More information is also available on the website at www.atlantahealingcenter.com.
Hi, this is Steve Ronaldo, host of the Classic Car Show on America's Web Radio.
I want to see
talking about anti-car turns. I think that if you're looking for the best coverage for your classic car, consider J.C. Taylor Insurance. They've been my insurer for years in this hobby and have the top rating of all of the insurance companies in the hobby. But when you get ready for insurance, call J.C. Taylor or visit jctaylor.com on the internet.
Sunday. I am trying to get
you're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
This is America's Web Radio, and this is Let's Talk Venezuela with our guest, Mr.
Chester
Dolls.
So, okay, in this program, what we do is we talk what's going on in USA, and then we compare what's happening in Venezuela. So that's why the program name is Let's Talk Venezuelans, because we are, like Carlos said, we are experiencing the same thing all over again.
Like deja vu for you.
It's a deja vu completely.
Yes.
Completely. It's the same script.
The same pattern.
The same pattern. Mm-hmm. And why is the same pattern? Because that's the pattern that got results for them in over 40 countries in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's taken the power by violence,
mm-hmm.
via violence. And do you know something? United States, the spirit of the United States of America is not that.
Look, the spirit of United States of America, first, is not submission.
No.
Americans do not submit. The only one they submit is to Jesus Christ. So, they don't even submit to the pastor.
we only got kneel before Christ.
We only kneel before Christ, and that's it. So Americans are free spirit, and with that it comes responsibility. They are very responsible with their freedom.
That's what the Antifa doesn't want. They want the violence, but they don't want the consequences, to deal with the consequences of their acts.
Exactly.
They destroy other people's properties, other people's business.
Mm-hmm.
And they and the first victims of their violence, mm-hmm. is the people who has less.
The vulnerable.
You know, the pops and moms businesses. That's what they are
poor neighborhoods.
They look for soft targets.
Mm-hmm. Yes, soft targets.
Soft targets.
If they come around a corner and see some militia like you do in our county standing around, they turn and go the opposite way.
No, they turn around.
Look, the Democrats create the condition. They already create the condition in these communities. Mm-hmm. They don't allow citizens to carry. They put so many red tape. Policies and procedures in,
it
you know,
should be
policies.
Constitutional carry. Period.
Exactly, but no, they had this poor population, this poor neighborhood, in such a way that they cannot even have a gun in their own house to defend themselves.
They cannot defend themselves.
They can.
And this come with a new with a question is your brothers in ideas, that is the American Brotherhood of Patriots and the 3%, there are really the well-organized militia, mm-hmm. that the Second Amendment talks about when said that the right of the people
to preserve the free state.
Bingo.
To preserve a free state. It shall not be infringed.
Bingo.
So you guys, the 3%, the Patriots, that's putting in action the amendment number 2. It's to preserve the free state. It's to preserve the free city, the free town, the free community, the free. Everything is the free government.
Yes. It's not a constrained zone. It's not shop. It's not chas. It's not nothing about that.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so we are under only one constitution and under only one law,
mm-hmm.
and it's the law created by we the people for 240 years. Nobody from a bunch of millennials guided by foreign
communists.
Enemies.
Uh-huh. Communists.
Okay? And when you swear. Josie,
yes.
When you swear a citizen of the United States of America.
Oh, when I swear back in the day, I remember one part of the swearing is that I will denounce. I was denouncing any principality, any other country that I came from, so uh-huh. I could defend the enemies of the United States from within and outside. So when I became foreign and domestic enemies.
And what? Then that's what you and me we are doing that thing.
That's
right
why
now.
It's so important for me, because if I don't do anything against what I'm seeing, I'm becoming not only complicit, but I'm becoming traitor.
Yes.
Traitor of what I swore that I was going to defend. And as you know, these looters, they already start burning a church. There is two churches already burned. But what happened is the media have it quiet.
Oh, yeah.
It's quiet. They are quiet. So the first one was the next one to the president, to the White House, you know.
Yes.
That's a no-no. That's a no-no. And we need to understand something. It's not only the communists who deface and destroy statues. ISIS, the communists, they do that. They say the Islamists, they did that too. When they went to Iraq, they destroyed all the statues, ancient.
Yes.
Okay. When they went to Afghanistan, they destroyed so many.
They destroyed
all the cultural landmarks that made Afghanistan
like the Buddhist temple in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. They destroyed a 4,000 years old statue because they didn't like.
Okay,
it.
Okay, we are talking about what 15 years ago, but let's talk about last year. What did they do in France, in Paris? That was
they burned Notre Dame,
the Notre Dame Cathedral. Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. Remember they put fire on it. They put
and there is a video where you see a guy,
a Muslim guy,
wearing the classic
white
Muslim thing, okay, with a Molotov bomb in his hands in the second floor of the Notre Dame Cathedral, and the media is silent.
It's
about
silent.
That.
Okay.
And this is a war, not against only the U.S. Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
It's the all few against Christianity and Islam. We have to tell that Islam is not a religion. Islam is a government system that uses religion as an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a socialist system.
It's a Marxist system.
No. It's before Marxism. It's older than Marxism. It's a socialist system based on a religion.
Mm-hmm.
But Sharia law, if you compare Sharia law with the communist law, they are almost the same because they are totalitarian systems. And United States is a country.
It's not compatible.
It's not compatible with that.
No. Islam is not compatible with the USA Life Foundation Constitution.
And that's one of the points that the Supreme Court of the United States must address. Let me explain you. The Islamists named themselves Nation of Islam. It's the Nation of Islam that you see here among the black population, Farrakhan, and before that Malcolm X.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they name it themselves Nation of Islam because they are a nation, and a nation has their own laws.
A nation comes when they go to another nation and they come to occupy.
And they declare when they put a mosque in a place. They declare a Islamic zone,
right?
Mm-hmm.
4 miles around
the mosque.
Okay, they said this is the mosque, and the territory around us is an independent Muslim territory. No way, Jose.
No, that goes against.
And what happens that we allowed for a long, long, long period of time?
Thanks to who? To Joe Biden.
Yes.
Thanks to Joe Biden.
Yeah,
no. Because in 1974, he helped out to get rid of the House of Un-American Activities Committee.
Yes.
That was the first step. His signature is there.
Mm-hmm.
He got rid of that.
Not surprising.
And yes, okay? Anything that was against America, he got rid of that.
Yeah.
Okay, that committee.
And then
with Bill Clinton, with Bill Clinton, he signed another law where Bill Clinton allowed any Islamist to come and aspire to be any kind of service, public service, political service. Mm-hmm. Because before Bill Clinton, there was a law saying that no Islamic could.
In 1952, I remember that law.
Okay. And that, with that law, that's why we have Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, yep. Mm-hmm. AOC, Ayanna Pressler, mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, all of them because of that law.
I remember when I was when I came to the United States in 1968, mm-hmm. that being a communist or socialist uh-huh. was a mortal sin. And suddenly, they changed that.
Wait a minute. I didn't come too far like you. I came up over 25 years ago. Yeah. And I remember, Chester, when I was in the plane before landed in the airport, that lady came and she gave me a little page like this. Mm-hmm. A little page like this that you have to fill it up and mark. And one of the questions I remember clear, are you a communist? Mm.
Did you belong to any...
Subversive type.
Not only that.
No.
It was aimed to two groups. One, if you belong to the Nazi party, mm-hmm. okay? And the second question is, do you belong to any socialist or communist organization?
Yeah.
That was
in the questionnaire. And then by they taking that and somebody say yes, they didn't allow you to go. They put you back into your country.
Right.
They send you
just
back to the plane. Okay, we have like 3 more minutes. Do you want to give us the direction and the telephone and all that?
Ladies and gentlemen, on this bike
now
run on the 4th of July.
There
we go. Yeah, I'm blind. Look, we're meeting at Fallback Productions in Loganville. Latresa uses place. It's 4780 Center Hill Church Road in Loganville, 30052 at 10 a.m. That's $20, car, bike, or truck. Kickstands are up at 11 a.m. sharp. Miss Cruz is going to be on the back of my Harley-Davidson waving at everyone going through her 4th district. Come out and join us. We have a complete 5-hour fireworks show.
Mr. Derek, we're going to be there too.
Yeah, we have 10 speakers. Derek Grayson will be there running for U.S. Senate. Lutricia Hughes will be there. Do I say this right? Victor Armendariz?
Armendariz. He's one of the hosts of a wonderful program here. Mm-hmm. It's on
Tuesdays. Yeah.
It's in Point.
On Point.
Mm-hmm. On Point.
He will be speaking. Mr. Michael Bogus, mm-hmm. Jonathan Garcia, running for governor 2022, Mac McGregor running for lieutenant governor, and our vice presidents of American Patriots USA, Joshua Moat. I will also be speaking. Come out and join us. This is all this money is going to go to help buy Josie and Mr. Grayson some radio ads and billboards and whatever we can do. But it's going to be one hell of a patriotic party. Come celebrate the birth of America with us.
Well,
great seeing you.
Our director and owner of this station is one of the die-hard people on this campaign. Mm-hmm. And to finish this beautiful program, I want his reflection about what we got today.
You're putting me on the spot.
No, your doctor put you on the spot.
No, you know, this has been going on for a long time. And I think your old celebration on the 4th is going to be fantastic. And
yes.
Couldn't have picked a better day, Saturday, July the 4th. And I want to encourage everybody to come out and join you all. But I want everybody to think about where we are and look at, you know, we've overlooked history for too long. And, you know, like everybody says, if you overlook history, you're doomed to repeat it. And right now, we are repeating it. And we're repeating what happened in 1917 in the Bolshevik Revolution. And this is the third show this week that we've talked about what's going on. And it's not going to get better until we take a stand and do something about it. Mm-hmm. And one of those stands that we can take, and I've been preaching this now for weeks, one, meet and know your neighbors. and be sure that you have neighbors that are trusting in you and you trust them. Like in the military, you got their back and they got your back. The other thing is, when you see a police officer anywhere, if it's in the grocery store, I went up to one in the grocery store the other day and just thanked him and said, you know, I appreciate what you're doing. Here's my card and here's my address. I got your back. And, you know, let the police department know that you know, I don't want to do what they do.
Definitely.
But I want them to know I support them.
Yes.
And our first responders and our military. And I'm afraid that we're going to get to the point that we call out our military. And that's going to be a shame, but we have to restore law and order.
Absolutely.
To the United States. So with that being said, it's time to put the plug in the jug, get out of here, and get ready for Let's Talk Venezuelan and
Hablemos Venezolano.
Thank you, David.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.